This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, November 26th. God's word for you today is take charge. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 26, verse 1 and 12. And it says, "And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him." There are two dimensions to open heavens. The first dimension has to do with collective heaven. The second dimension of open heavens is the individualized heavens. God has allocated to everyone an individualized airspace over each person's head that can either be opened or can be closed. Everyone reading this has individualized airspace over their head that can either be opened or be closed. The question to you is, what is the condition of the heavens over your head? A few pointers to know people who are struggling with closed heavens. A person's heaven is closed when the person goes round in circles. The person is merry-go-rounding. In other words, there is a lot of movement, but there is no progress. I pray that God will visit you today. Closed heavens when there is no refreshment, no rain, no vitality. Closed heavens when the seed becomes dormant, the seed becomes irrelevant. The person plants, but the seed does not germinate. God will sort that out today in the name of Jesus. Profitless hard work is closed heavens. How you know that someone is struggling with closed heaven is when the person can easily coexist with darkness. Closed heavens, when it appears that the person's head rejects prayers. There are some people that no matter how many times you pray over them, it is as if their head rejects the prayers. Your head will not reject prayers in the name of Jesus. Closed heavens, when there are devourers, it is not that the person does not earn. The person is earning and it is not little, but the person is not abounding. It is a closed heaven situation. In fact, the person is afraid to even sit down and do a summation of what they earn because they are scared of what they will discover. That is going to come to an end today in the name of Jesus. The collective heaven may be opened, but the personal heaven is closed. Someone may be in a place where the heavens are closed collectively and the heavens are also closed personally. That is the worst place to be, really. It is also possible that the collective heaven is closed, but the personal heaven is open, and that is where you have to take responsibility. Most times, you initially do not control the collective heavens, but you can influence your personal space so that even when the collective heaven in a location is closed, your own personal heavens can be open. And I pray it will be open in the name of Jesus. In today's anchor scripture, famine equals closed heavens. The heavens in the land was closed, but Isaac had his own heavens open. I am praying that regardless of the economy of the nation you are in, your own heavens will remain open. You will outperform the economy of your location in the mighty name of Jesus. Personal heavens being open is huge. Let us pray. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that the heavens over me are open. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.